We are on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, in the middle of the Yomit. Amoitzi Gacheles L'Shus HaRabim Chayiv. If a person takes out a Gacheles L'Shus HaRabim, so he's Chayiv Al Tzeitzor. The Shalheves, if he takes out a Shalheves, and we'll see later in the Sugya how one does this, Potter, then he's Potter. So the Gemara asks, V'Sanya Amoitzi Shalheves Kol Shul Chayiv. We learned if a person takes out a shalheves, even it's very minute, no shear whatsoever, yechayiv, there's no shear for a shalheves. Omar Rav Sheishes kegoin shehitziyoy bekisim. That is speaking about that he had taken it out, the shalheves, this flame, is attached to a kisim, to a small piece of wood, to a splinter, and then yechayiv on the shalheves. And we're speaking about that he took out a flame that is not attached to anything. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Hodetani chayiv kshaytziyay bekisem. The kivin, the yesh loy dovo lehi dovek boy. Since the flame has something to be attached to, chshuvehi, then it's choshu, and becholshu. So even though it's minute, he's chayiv. Umasnisin diktani potter, the Mishnah that says that one is potter of his maitziya shalheves, to the kimna lekamon ba'adye aduye. Now what does adye aduye mean? Shahoisa deilekes b'shus ha'yochit samach b'shus ha'ram. It was a flame burning. V'nofach b'yodoy v'nitak shalheves. He went and it was menatic, a chelik of the flame from the rest of the flame, v'hifricho l'rshus harab. So then you are potter. So that means if you have a flame without it being dovuk to anything, so it's not choshu. So then you're not chayiv al tzeitzo, because it's not choshu. But if this yesh loy dovo lehi dovik boy, but if it's attached to something, the flame, it's chshuvahi, and it is choshuv. So that's the difference. There's a shalheves that is choshuv, and a shalheves which is not choshuv. It's like the Gemara v'teipik lay, if the only case you're chayiv is, that the only case you are chayiv is when the shalheves is dovuk to the kisem, v'teipik lay mishum kisem, so then you're not, why do you have to speak about your chayiv al shalheves? You should be chayiv al the kisem. Well, it says, but the less lay shiyula. That means, the kisim yana be mechayiv al tzeitzos eitzim. Eitzim have a shear. Dishnan hamaitzi eitzim, de levashal beya kala. So you have to have so many eitzim that one can cook a beya stal negoyla. So let us see Rashi. V'teipik lay mishum kisim. Amai toni hamaitzi shall have his kol shul chayiv. Vaista shechayiv al tzeitzos shall have his. The lav shalheves nami chayiv. Without the shalheves also chayiv. Mishum kisem. But it's only speaking about a kisem, so I need the shalheves already. Chayiv al tzeitzos kisem. The Gemara answered, but the last boshi yura loitzo a Shabbos, that the kisem, there's not enough wood content over there to be chayiv al tzeitzos. Beya kala, shikala levashal, mikol abeim, v'shir chachomim zu beya stal negoilus. Abaya Omar, Abaya says another test. Kigoin the shayfe mone, he smeared a keli mishka with oil. The itli beinura, and then so this keli which has a residue of oil on it, so now he kindled that he ignited this oil and it's burning. So memele, so we'll see in Rashi. So this is also a similar case, that the shalheves that is burning has a chashivis, because it has some sort of a base to burn on. It's burning on the oil that's smeared on the keli. So the Gemara is v'teipik lay mishum moni. So she should be chayiv al the keli. So why does the Baraisa say maitzi shalheves? So the Gemara says, b'chaspet, speaking about it wasn't a keli, it was a piece of cheres. So the Gemara says, v'teipik lay mishum chaspe. So there's a chiyuv eitzo on chaspe also, even though it's not a keli. So the Gemara answers, but the less lay shi'ur. It is speaking about that the cheres does not have a shir. Because there's a shir eitzo for a cheres. It's not cheres, k'dei litain bein patzim l'chaveire. the sheer itzos, if you have enough cheres that you can put between the posts, between one and the other, so that's the sheer of cheres. Let us see in Rashi. Rashi says, Abaya mahode toni chayiv, ke goin de shayfei lemona mishre, ומשום דיש לו דובו להי אוכיז בוי, also Rashi says, אהי חשובה. So it's חשוב, it's holding on to something. אבל וכיסם לא סביר אלי להבאיה, משום דמו אתו, וממאי אלך אבויס. But since it's very minute, and it won't burn too long, so that shall have, it doesn't have a חשיבת. See, we have a whole keli that has, I'll upon him, something about the burnout. So the first Mahalach in Rashi is that Abaye is Chaylik on Rav Sheshes, and Rabaye holds that Fakert, if it's a Tzor Bekisim, that's a Shalhevis, and you're Potter. You'll be Potter on such a Shalhevis, and you need something more Choshuv, and that is Amon de Shaifa by Mishra. Inami, Rashi says a Fakert Mahalach, Rebusa Ashmin in Abaye. ואפילו בחספה בעל מנמי שאין נחזס כל כך שיבה יצא. That means it's telling us a Chiddush that fakert, you don't need a kisem. A kisem, the shalheves is dovuk to the yet. So that's pashtetzach, that's a shalheves chshuve. Here it's speaking about that the shalheves is not so dovuk, it's not nechaz kol kach to with the shemen which is smeared on the cheres. So Afopikain, this also has a cheshivis. Cheres, that's also called, this is an Isar Eitzo. Cheres le'inyan Eitzo Shabbos. Ve'litain bein patzim l'chaveri. Patzim k'moy p'tzimei p'sochim, the posts of p'sochim p'tzimei nechaloynis. Hakvuyim b'chayme, this is put into a wall. This is the frame of the wall. Behind shall eight, v'soidren oisam lamata lamala, you have the top and bottom chalokim of the frame, u'mishteruches, then you have the two sides of the frame. U'pa'omim shehen k'tzorim b'roichet, tzolcher Rashi means, sometimes they are too short, the top and bottom chalokim, they're too short, they don't fill up the whole roichet, meshivim shnayim zeh b'tzadzeh, so you take two boards and you put one next to the other. V'tzorich lo'hishivon b'shova, so we need that both should be level. Shlo'yezeh nomuch mizeh, one should be lower than the other. V'lo'yiyakumim, or it shouldn't go on a slant. Sh'echod noisen noite, when one is going on a slant, is noisen l'tacht of cheres ay'evon la'shvoisoy, so you put underneath it small piece of cheres to level it. Or there's another way you could use charosim. B'she'en dai b'roichev shneim. If you have that a board that it could be it's the whole width of the window, but it's not wide enough. Is mavdilim zemi zema'at. So you separate the board. V'noisen charosim dakim b'neim. Zokte gemore weiter. If this is chayiv, so where's the case that's potter? It's speaking about that he was mafriach the eishin v'shusarabim without it being ochus to anything, so this is not a hitzor chashuvet. Rashi, elhod esnam asnisim potter eichim ashkachas lo, mishan ad yaduyik meviyadu even be. Taisvis v'teipik lei mishumone, the Gemara's takasha, if it's speaking about that it's attached to a mone, she should be chayv out the mone. V'im taim afak taisvis v'libotel mone agav shalheves. L'chayre, the mone, since it's a tofel to the shalheves, so even though the mone would have the shear, but it let it become bottle to shalheves, tochi oma b'shabes pek hamatzniya, Poches mikeshir bekeli, a person took out peiris, which do not have the shireitzo, and he took it out in the keli, and the keli does have a shireitzo. So he's potter afala keli, he's potter period. And the peiris is potter, doesn't have a shir, and the keli is potter. The have a keli bottle agav oichlem, since the keli is only a tuffle to the oichlem, so this nose, it becomes bottled to the Eichlem. And the Eichlem, you're potter, because it doesn't have a shiraitzo.
So what's the whole problem over here? The Gemara Sakasha Shebechayev Al Tzedemone, we see Klor at Shaykh Teva Keli, which theoretically you could be Chayev Al Tzedso, but since there's something in the Keli, it becomes bottle to the Dvom Shebeseichai. See also the same thing. Bishloime Deshani Hoche Delekech Shivuse Bishalhebes Li Bottle HaKeli Legabo Deles Bomam. Shatayisva says that you can't say. You can't say that it becomes bottle, because there has to have more chashivis to the dovel that the keli, in order for the keli to become bottle to it, it has to be choshev, and since it's less bomamish, so it doesn't become bottle. So we see that then less bomamish is a very relative halachet. That means legabi dechiyev haitzo lefiemis, al dechiyev haitzo yischayev. So that called less bomamish. That is called Yisrael Al Tzitzay, made it so Anashal Heves, if the money doesn't have a shear or if it's a cheres. So but Al Gabi the Halacha, that the Keli, that it finds itself in this, it becomes Nizbatl to it. So here there's a Svara, since it's less Bomamish, it doesn't become bottle to it. It's enough Mamish to be Chayav Al Tzitzo, but it's not enough Mamish that the keli should be in this battle to it. Zot the Mishnah weiter, boir shel yochid keragle ayochid. If you have a boir that belongs to ayochid, so the mayim in this boir are the trumim of keragle ayochid. Bishel anshei oiso ha'ir, if you have a communal boir, keragle anshei oiso ha'ir. Bishel oilei bovel keragle ha'memalei. If you have a boir of oilei bovel that was made for the oilei bovel when the oilei l'eretz Yisrael, so there it's keraglei hamemalei. Zot Rashi, keraglei hayochid, ein meilichin hamayim ele keraglei balaboir. That's the trumim, that's the kinyan shvise, the boir was koine. Keraglei oiso ha'ir, alpayim l'chol ruach, chutz li'bura. Vishal oilei bovel, ho asuyin lo oivrei drochim beemtza haderech. This was made specifically for the oivrei drochim. Vasuim bnei hagoilo lishtois ba'aloisam. The bnei hagoilo made it whenever they have to go up to Eretz Yisrael, that there should be beemtza haderech amokim to drink. Skeragle hamemale. So it's like the ragle hamamale. Mipnei. So why does they have the ragle hamamale? Mnei shehu hefker. Behefker nikne bahagbo. So memele, number one, hefker isn't kaine. We'll see, we don't know, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the hefker is kaine shvise. Behefker nikne bahagbo. So became his. So if it became his, it has the dine shvise of the magbia. Therefore, vimbo echod v'sholoi meimo. So that means, therefore, if someone else will want to borrow this mayim, einei meilichon, elo keraglo, then, because it's the ragle amamale. Blesley, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Oma, chevtze hefke koinim shvisa la'atzmon bimkoimo. He does not hold like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it wouldn't be like the ragle amamale. It would be like like would have the trumim of the smoking. If it's not the, if we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and if we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, im kein havle lameima harein keragle kol odom, v'amaktoni keragle hamamale. We'll explain the kasha after we say the teretz. So why doesn't it say keragle kolodo? Kosovo yesh breira lahachmir bamrinin huvro demi esmo namei huvro de lahai gavre chozu ubeshuse kaime ubeir venami de loik rabiechem benurim metukme. Now, as we will progress in the sugya, we'll see there's a moiridike machloikis harishainim, Rashi and the Rosh in our sugya, Taisus and Erebim. Rashi holds that, we'll see this pshat in this Rashi, and we'll see in a later Rashi. Rashi holds that the whole din of Kinyan Shvisa and a Chayfetz is only Bein Hashmoshes. That means Bein Hashmoshes is the man, this man, when you keine Shvise, and either it's keine or it's not keine. That's it. But later there's no such Indian of Kinyan Shvise. Therefore, now we will appreciate Rashi's kasha. So Rashi asks, since the Mayim was not keine Shvise, we don't know the Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, in kein havelei lemei marein ke ragle kol odom. That means ragle hamamale means as follows, that if Reuven was shoyev the mayim in yontif, so it has the tumim of Reuven. And therefore, if Shimon wants to borrow it from Reuven, and the legabi Shimon is chutz from the tumim of Reuven, Shimon can borrow. That's ke ragle hamamale. So Rashi yes, tamir di kekashe. Rashi yes, that is not keragle hamemale, since it first became the memales in yontif. So it comes out bein hashmoshes, it never was kainah shvisa by anyone. So there's no such thing as kinyan shvisa. So Rashi is areze keragle kolodom. This is keragle kolodom. Reuven will pick it up, so Reuven can take it wherever Reuven can go. Shimon wants the water, Shimon can go now. It never was kainah shvisa. So why does it say keragle hamemale? That is Rashi's kash. So Rashi says a shtik teure as follows. So Rashi says, we say, yesh breire lechumre. That means, and others are very much the fact on this, because lechere, that what we say, b'darabonon, yesh breire, is pshat, is lekule. By the rabbonon, you say yesh breire. He's saying yesh breire lechumre. But upon him, Rashi says, we say yesh breire lechumre, which means that if Beryl picked it up in the middle of Yontif, so I say, it's huvra adovol lemafreya erev yontif, that this was oimed to be picked up by Beryl. So memelus of Beryl was kind of shvisa erev yontif. So that was keragle hamemale. The first one who picks it up, I say, he was oimed to pick it up all along. So memelus was keragle hamemale. So there was already a kinyan shvisa erev yontif. So sensei can't say keragle kol odom. Let's say innovating again. We'll see this later in Rashi also. If it wasn't kainah shvisa, I'd be marein keragle kol odom. V'amai ktoni keragle hamemale. So Rashi kosova yesh breire lahachmer. V'amrin en huvrar de me'es mel nami huvrar de lahai gavre chosi. That it was oimid erev yontif to be nismale by this person. U'bershusei kaime. That is what Rashi answers. Zog de Gemara, Rami lei Rove le Rav Nachman, so Rove is takashet Rav Nachman, here we said, Abur shal Yochid, ke raglei ha Yochid. Tanan, we learned in the Mishneh, Bur shal Yochid, our Mishneh we learned, ke raglei ha Yochid. Reminu, we learned, Nohores ha Moishchen, Umayonais ha Noivim, which is also, could be, belongs to a Yochid, doesn't say, Arehen keragle kolodom. So how does that stim? Omarabe hoche b'mayeskinem b'mechunosem. Our Mishnah is speaking about mayim b'chunosem. And they're speaking about mayim hanoivim. Manami omarabchiyem bar'ovin omashmur b'mechunosem. Zot rash, nohoreis hamoishchem. Hainu stam nohoris stam river sheyesh lam meshech loholo mimkoim meker neviyosom. After they start coming out from the ground, they have a hemshech, they go further. Mayones hanoivim vein yoitzim migumes neviyosom limshecholo. That's the difference. That means they're coming out from the ground, but somehow they don't overflow the boil. They're in the boil. Somehow, when it gets to a certain height, it somehow goes back underneath the earth. Al kaponim, we have here rivers and mayones and wells. Harehen keragle kol odom. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Ein lohem shum shvise. Now here Rashi spells out explicitly what we had mentioned before, that these mayones do not have any kinyone shvise. Loi bim kaimom, not where they are. The loi keragle habailim, if they're hefke. The loi keragle habailim, not like the ragle habailim if they belong to bailim. You're not like the raglei hamemali if someone filled it up in yomtik. Every person takes it wherever he wants to go. Why? The cholmidi denied less le shvisa. Everything which is moving does not have a kinyan shvisa. So let us appreciate what Rashi is saying, that everything which moves doesn't have a kinyan shvisa. So very good. So mekaymoi, it's not kinyan shvisa because it was moving. The bailim, if it belongs to someone, it's not kinyan shvisa because it's moving. Now why isn't karagle amamale? Now it's not moving anymore. He took it out. It stopped moving. So the teretz is because that's not kasha. Because he took it out in the middle of Yontif. If he took it out in the middle of the Yontif, it can't be kind of shvisa in the middle of the Yontif. I let us say Breire. Yeah, you can't say Breire. Yes, the whole Breire will be there and say, Huvradova, that it was his Erev Yontif. No, it was his Erev Yontif. It wasn't kind of shvisa Erev Yontif, because it was moving there. That's what Rashi says. So this is Rashi Shita. So Rashi, here Rashi spells it out, Rocha Bitra Ktana, almost, that the whole Kinyan shvisa is only Erev Yontif, and if for some reason it couldn't be Kainu Shvis Erev Yontif, because it was a Dover Hanayit, some Mamela, so finished, so there's no Kinyan Shvis on it. So Mamela person is, that's why it says here, Areze Keragle Kolodom, and that is the difference of Fakert, that is the difference that the Mishnah says Keragle HaMemale, and then Baber Shaloyle Bovel, it's Keragle HaMemale, because there you can say Yesh Breire, and here it's Keragle Kolodom, because you can't say Yesh Breira. Just 1 second, let us see the Rosh. The Rosh is Chaylik and Rashi. So is Taisus and Erevin. The Rosh is Andaf Nun Aleph Amad Aleph. The Dafi HaRosh. Hois Yud Aleph. Zog the Rosh. Tanya. Nahoreis from the Gemara. Nahoreis ha-moishrin u-mayonis ha-noivin harei hein keraglei kol odom. It says keraglei kol odom, but afilo hein shol yochid, even though these nahores belong to someone, they even deny du loikonu shvise, behein keraglei ha-zeiche behen tchile. So they are like the raglei ha-zeiche behen tchile. Yeah. So here the Rosh says klo, not the way Rashi says. The first one who picked it up, it means keragle hamemale, keragle hamemale. Ve'ein leforish keragle kol odom, keragle kol mishu biyode atav afilu milayache. Maybe you'll tell me as azach that keragle kol odom means the way Rashi said, that whoever will pick it will has, because there's no tchumim whatsoever. Tobesefte da achte da horis hamoishon, ma yonis hanoibim, ktoni keragle memale. The Tesefte doesn't say keragle kolodom. It says keragle memale. Alme keragle memale, keragle kolodom, akol echadu. That is what the Rosh says. So what is the Rosh Hashita? So the Rosh holds, not like Rashi, that you cannot be koine shvis in Shabbos. There's no such thing. The Kinyan Shvisa and Shabbos also, Shabbos and Yomtev. So if it wasn't Kinyan Shvisa Erev Shabbos, it was Kinyan Shvisa in Shabbos. So therefore, so Pshat in the Mishnah, Keragle Hamem, Keragle Hamemalei. Yeah, Keragle Kolodom means one thing, it means Keragle Hamemalei. There's no such thing as Keragle Kolodom. That is what the Rosh Let the Rosh Hashita. The Gaon Yaakov, Lemaise, in Erevin, the Gaon Yaakov in Erevin wants to say, he wants to make a pshore. He says he wants to say the way, doesn't want to say in Gansan, the Rashi goes to Alts Breire. He brings up Sashita's Haraivet. He says that's the best pshat. The Raivet in Erevin says, the Raivet says like this, something that was a bar kinyan shvise erev yontif, it could be kinyan shvise in yontif. Something that was not a bar kinyan shvise erev yontif, then there's no kinyan shvise in yontif. That means, in order to be, it can't be kinyan shvise in yontif, not lamafreya.
can be kind of Shvisen Yontav, but only something that Erev Yontav was a barking in Shvisen. So therefore, so he learns, according to the Raiva, it goes as follows. Boyer shall oile bovel is keragle amamale. Oile bovel is a boyer. It's hefker, and someone was mamale in Yontav, so gets the kinyan in Shvisen of the mamale. But nareis ha-moishchen, since Erev Yontav, when the Iker v'mam kinyan Shvisen is, was alive by kinyan Shvisen, because then it was moving, so then there's nothing kinyan Shvisen. Then it's keragle kol odom. So that's a third mahalach that the Goyen Yaakov wants to say, and this is Ashitas Horaibet. Zot the Gemara weiter. B'shal oilei bovel kiragle hamamale. Oilei bovels kiragle hamamale. Itma. Milei, a person filled up mayim, v'nosan l'chaveri. And he gave to the chava. Napshad, Rashi will explain, Napshad, he filled it up for the chava. He did not need water himself, he filled it up for the chava. Is Rav Nachman Omar Keragle Mishen Nismaluloi? So it says, so he filled it up for the Chava. So it has the Tchumim of Mishen Nismaluloi. Rav Sheshes Omar Keragle Hamamale. It has the Tchumim of the Ragle Hamamale. We'll see soon what the Machlik is. This is Vamai Komitligi, Marsova Beire Def Kerehu, Marsova Beire De Shutrehu. Rav Sheshes holds that it's a bear of Hefker, and Rav Nachman holds it's a bear of Shutfis. Now, let us see Rashi. Milei v'nosan l'chaveli. V'chagoyin shemilei l'tzoyre chaveli. Speaking about he was mamal l'tzoyre chaveli. V'milei la'atzmoi, if he filled it up for himself, was nan behedye keragli mamale. So, so it's regular mamale. Mili v'nosan chaveri, the one, it's he filled it up for himself. Whatever he does later, that's a touch regular mamale. So he filled it up with tzer chaveri. So Rav Nachman says, "Kiragle mishen ismaluloi, v'nasa ze shluchoi v'konoloi." That he becomes a shliach, and he was kind of him. Rav Sheshe sova, and Rav Sheshe says, Kiragle amemale, it's the trumim of the memale. And the Gemara says, because Rav Sheshe is old, the mayim is hefke, beirat of keiro. So now Rashi enlightens us what's happening over here. So Rav Sheshe is old, beirat of keiro. It's a hefke dike mayim. This boir of oile bovel is hefkerik. That means they were mafkerit for anyone who wants to use it. So Rashi says, Rav Sheshes holds, b'hamagbiya metziya l'chaveroi loikon l'chaveroi. If a person picks up a metziya for his chaver, loikon l'chaveroi, k'damrinen b'bo metziya b'shnayim oichsim, b'avetayfes lebalchoi b'mokem shechav la'acherim. So Rashi gives a moshul. Just like, if let's say there are five malvas in one loive, and all these five malvas are waiting to get paid from this one loive. Now let's say, for practical purposes, this loive borrowed $100 from each malva. Now someone passes by, and somehow he sees a $100 bill by the loive. Now, he wants to make one malva happy, I'll cup on him. So he goes and chaps away this $100 bill. He's zeichet for Reuven, malva number one. So the Gemara says, ha-teifes l'balchoi v'mokim shechav la'acherim. If this is chav la'acherim, that means that, it's a schus for Reuven, but it's not a schus for the other four. So, you're not koine. The Ktzais wants to say a Hezber, that the Hezber is because the whole din of Zochin La'odam Shaloi Befonov, this is a parsha that someone can mishsech harayim, there's a parsha of Shlichus, and there's a parsha of Shchiyah. The parsha of Shlichus is that someone makes Reuven makes someone a Shliach to do something for him, such Yodai Ki Yodai. Then there's a parsha of Shchiyah,
that the zochin l'adam shloim befonim, that I can be zeiche for someone on my own accord. I can be zeiche for someone. So this din of zochin l'adam shloim befonim is dafke if it's a schus for everybody. But if you're hurting one person, being zeiche from another one, there's no parsha of zochin l'adam shloim befonim. So therefore, you want to be zeiche for Reuben the Malve, and because of that, so Shimon and Levi will lose out. So that's a teifis lebal choiv. I'm teifis for a malde. B'mokim shechav lachem. There's other maldes also. So memele is a leikonis. He's not kind. That's a din by a teifis lebal choiv. Now let us go to a metziah. Now a metziah lechayre mitzadechot is different than a bal choiv than a malde. A metziah, the a bal choiv, the maldes have schusim. That means A metziah, you don't have any schusim. If you'll pick it up, you'll find a metziah. But it's not more than that. Afal pikein, the Gemara says, Rashi says that he holds that a megbi metziah lechaveira is also similar to a teifis lebal choy. That means if you pick up a metziah for yourself, chalakovit. You're entitled to the metziah like anyone else. But if you're not interested in being zeich in the metziah, so you want that Reuven should be zeich in the metziah, so you're chav to Shimon. Shimon's running, he wants to pick up the metziah, you pick it up, I'm zeich for Reuven. So memele, so he holds that falls into the category of teves to malchay v'mokim shechav lachay. So memele, so Reuven is not koine. Elo, that's the svare, it's hefker. So Reuven can't be koine because the taking mayim from the bear hefker is a chav to all the other people. So Reuven cannot be koine. Ella amagbiya koine. No, the one who picked it up is koine. Now this is a very difficult halacha. We won't explain it now. Taisus and Amud Beis ask the kash and Rashi. Then we'll try to explain Shitas Rashi. Aba al kapone baladash is what Rashi says. That means that if a person is picking up mayim l'tzeirech Reuven, and halachically Reuven is not koine the mayim, so the magbiyah is koine. So memele, that's what Rav Sheshes holds. V'Rav Nachman sovar beire de shutfiyu, that it's a boyer of shutfim. That means this boyer of Oile Bobel, pshat is, it's not hefker. It's called that fakelt, all the Oile Bobel have schusim in this boyer. Laiv kiru b'nei ha-goyle. They weren't mafker it. Elonosnu. They gave it l'chol Yisrael she'eshutvim boy. So memela, every yid is a shutvis in this mayim. Sh'om azel l'chaveire l'malais loy mechelkoi. So if I have a chelik, and I tell you to be shy of my chelik, v'olach b'shlichusei nasa shluchei, v'ein ze magbiyah metziyah. So memele, that is not called magbiyah metziyah. That means we're making now a chalukas hashutvim. I have a chelik. It's mayim mishutofim. Here Rashi says, if Rashi makes an akimta, you have to know klo. Why Rashi says this? V'holach b'shli, the Rashi says, "Chshomer zel chaveri l'malis loy mechelke v'holach b'shli chusay nasi shluchay." He means that magbiya metziya. That means l'chayre if it's chalukas hashutvim, l'chayre why do you need shlichas for this? Why isn't tzchi also good for this to make chalukas hashutvim? But al kaponim, I'm not taking away from you. I'm taking my chelik. We'll see later in the sugya that this taka works out yesh breire, that we say fakert, chalukas hashutvim, that when each one takes his chelik, this is his chelik taka. So memele, so therefore, Rav Nachman holds that it's a bir shel shutvim, so memele, there's no problem of teves labalchoi, so therefore it's karagla mishin is maluloi. Rav Sheshes holds it's mayim shel hefker, and therefore it's karagla hamemale. So the Nismalile wasn't Kainan because it's a Tevis Labal Chayv, so it's Keragli HaMamale. That's what the Gemara says, V'amai Kamit, L'gi Ma'al Sova Beire De Hefkeiru.
Rav Sheishes holds the Boyer is Shomayim of Korim, and Marso the Boyer of Shutfei. And Rav Nachman holds it's a Boyer of Shutfei, so Mamela passed to be Zeiche for whoever want to be Zeiche to. Eisvei. Like the Gemara, Eisvei Rovala Rav Nachman. So it comes out according to Rav Nachman, we say that a Boyer Shaloy Le Bovo, that it's Mayim Mishutofim, that's what you hold. Areini, we learned as follows. Areini Olech Ocheirim, if a person was mother, his Nechosim and someone else, Amudar also, so the mother is not permitted to have Anofim his Nechosim. Let us see Rashi, Amudar also, Misho Huto Olof Haneda, Ose Lohonis Mizeh, Shenoda Haneda, Dohochi Koma, Watcher Areini Olech Ocheirim, Momoini Olecho Hegdesh, this is called, he's a Buddha Momin Mimenu, that he said that his, Stam Cherem is Lebede Kabayis, he said, my money is a Cherem on you. So it's like a Reini Olecha Egdish, so Mimela, so the Mudder is not allowed to have a no from the Momin, because he made it a Cherem on him. A Momini Olecha Egdish. Harei Ato Olai Cherem. But he wanted to ask himself, not he wanted to ask his chavo on his nechosim, he wanted to ask his chavo's nechosim on himself. So, arei ato alai cheirem, hanoideros, then the noideresos. Let us see Rashi. Arei ato alai cheirem, hochi kom alai. Here he means vakel. Arei momoincha alai, your moment should be alai. Kistam charomim, shem lebede kabayis. Your moment should be alike kistam charomim, shem lebede kabayis. Hilkach anoida osa lehoneis mishel amuda. Therefore, he's not allowed to have anor from the muda. The chsiv layachol devorei, the rashoi leser atzmai bemomen chaveret. Now, we're not learning the dorim now, but I'd just like to be ma'oire to Ha'oris. There's a machlokes Mesechtes Nedarim, Baftas Vovam and Aleph, the Ran and the Rambam. And the machlokes is, when I asa my nechosim and Reuven, and Reuven has anofim der mechosim, will Reuven be over bal yachel, bal yachel devorim. The Rambam says, he won't be over bal yachel, he never made an edda. You asked it on me, so it's also to me. There's an Issa Hefze. But there's no Bal Yachel. Bal Yachel, the Issa of Bal Yachel is that you shouldn't be Mechalo Dvorecho. Bal Yachel Dvorecho. I never said a word you said. I should be able Bal Yachel. Taker, the Rambam says, if the Madr will be Machel him, so then the Madr will be able Bal Yachel Dvorecho. That means, so if Taker, your Dibbo was, and your dibbalik that kaboli, she makes sure that he should not eat it. So by making him eat it, so then you're over bal yach. But the mudr is not over bal yach. That is shita sarambam. The shita saran is no bal yachel a dibbalkoi. The ran says that not the boroi. The chalois that was chala yedei dibbal, but the ran holds that the mudr is over bal yach. So here we machlik is the Ran and the Ramba. Now, Meritas Loshen Rashi, it is very modern. Then, in the first case, where we're speaking about a Muda, so Rashi says, Osa lehenes mizesh and noda haneda, now they have a no from it, Tochi kama mamoini alecha hegdish, my mom is hegdish on you, and finish. Rashi didn't talk about bal yachal at all. So it says, you got him, mamoini alecha hegdish, finish. Here, when it says, Areini, Arei Ata Lai Cherim, here Rashi says, Hilkach Anoida Ose Lohonis Mishalamud, Ivalotem Ano, Tchiv Layachal Dvoroi. Here Rashi brings the Posik. Now, it would seem from Rashi, so why didn't Rashi bring the Posik before? We were speaking about everybody in the Dorim before. So it seemed that Rashi holds like the Rambam, that a mudr is never over Bal Yachal, no, the neider is over bal yachal. That's one Mashmois from Rashi. And it would seem something else also. It would seem that, but this is already difficult to explain and to understand, Rashoi hu lesser atzmoi b'momen chaveri. Now, it seems that Rashi had a ha'ora over here. Bishloim, if I ask a mine chosem on you, I'm the bailibs. I can control. I can say, b'moini alecha hegdish. Just like I can be bagdish my moment, I can make a kainim. B'moini alecha hegdish. Here, I'm answering your nechosim on me. How am I a balabos to make your nechosim also on me? So it could be that's why Rashi somehow was saying that here it's more gavredik. V'rashoyu lesser atzmoy b'momin chaveri. He's answering himself b'momin chaveri. That means Rashi is not saying that even though the normal musik of Nedarim is an Issachefze, but Rashi is seeming to say the Issachefze perhaps is only when I'm asking my chefetzim on you, so then it's chefze, so I can ask my chefetz on you. But when I'm asking your chefetzim on me, so then Rashi says, v'rashoyu lesser atzmoy b'momin chaver. I'm asking myself to have enough of momin chaver. So here it seems it's more gavredik. As able to, or else Rashi should have said, v'rashoyu lesser momin chaver al atzmoy. That is the Yisrael Nidorim. V'rashoyu lesser, just like Rashi said before, that he asks momini olecho, so Rashi should have said, v'rashoyu lesser momin chaver al atzmoy. That's the Chiddush. You can do such a thing. Rashi does not say that. Rashi says over here that Hashem lesser atzma b'momin chaveri, and that's why Rashi gives our dam of layachal devore. Fakel, so Rashi says this is the chilo dibo shaboy, the dibo that I said. I said I won't even know from your nechosim. That would be the mashmois of Rashi. But as again, we're not learning the dorim, so loirabosim. Al kaponim. So the dvar, we had two cases of Nedorim. We had that the mother is also benichsei amader, the mother is also benichsei amuder, hareini alecho va'ato olai, shneim asurim zeb. Then both are also. So you have a case where two people are also to have one from the other's nechos. Va'af al pikein, umutorim, but they are permitted to derive benefit, b'shal oiv le'bovel, because shal oiv le'bovel will see is hefker, so Mamela, so that they don't have any bilus in the Dvorim Shaloi Lebobel. Basurim Shaloi Sehir, but the Dvorim Shaloi Sehir, which is Taka Momen Ashutfis, so both of them are not allowed to use it, because since it's Momen, it's a Momen Mishatefis of the Bnei Ha'ir, so each one will use it, and automatically he's having Anor, he's deriving Anor from the Momen of that he's also to have Anor from. Now, the Mishnah explains, V'eilohim dvorim sh'oi le'bobel. What are the dvorim sh'oi le'bobel? Harabayis, halishkois, v'azoreis, u'boir shal emtza haderech. So all this is dvorim sh'oi le'bobel, and one is not permitted, and one is permitted to have an offerment. So l'chere, the pashtus means that all these things are hefker. So Mamela, so each one is allowed to have an or from all these in Dvorim, because I'm not having an or from his nechosim, from the chosim I must have an or from, having an or from Hefke. The Elohein shall oisa here, but the Dvorim shall oisa here, which is communal money, which is Momen Hamashir Tefes, so that is also for them to have an or, al chovo, beis haknesses, beis hamelch, period. So now, the Gemara is Takash and Rav Nachman, beyond that you said, Kiragla Mishni Shmaliloi. And we said, you hold that a Boyer Shaloyle Bobel is not Hefke. A Boyer Shal, because it'll be Hefke, he couldn't be kind of him. A Bimitzila Chabeir, a Yoikon Chabeir. So, Al Kochoch, we hold it's a Boyer Shal Shutve, it's Maim Shal Shutve. And when I take from him, I'm taking from his Chalik, I'm taking his Chalik for him, so there's no problem of Tevis Lamalchoi. The Amrit Beirid is Shutvehu. If you'll say that a Beir Shal Bobel is a Beir Shal Shutvehim, Amai Muta. Why is it Muta? Vosnan Hashutvehim Shenodu. How could it say in the Mishnah that a bear shall oily bubble is mutter for shutfim who am muddorim hanozem is there. But now we learned in the Mishnah, shutfim shenodu hanozem is there, asurim likonis lechotzer. But if you have a chotzer, I'm a shutefes, and the chotzer belongs to two shutfim, so each one of them is not permitted to use the chotzer, because when he's using the chotzer, he's deriving benefit from the chelke shel chaveroi. It's muddorim hanozem is there. So how can we use the boyer b'shutfis? The boyer is b'shutf the kemaim. So how can we use b'shutf the kemaim? We're having automatically hanor from yenem's chelik. So the Gemara answers as follows: Lil chayitz b'boyer achinami, ein achinami. If boyer would mean that they're permitted to wash themselves in the boyer, then you have an eyes in the kashe. So it's, since Rav Nachman holds that it is Mayim Mishutofim, so I allow to wash yourself on the boat. Here we're speaking about not that they want to use to be roichet b'meimayaboy. Then you're using all the water. They want to take out some water. Ochemayeskinim lamalois is ma. Midi day come male. Takel, some male, just like we had said before, that if it's my mishatofen, and we'll see, we'll hold yesh brere, so each one, when he's taking out water, he's taking out his own water. This is the chalukas hashutvim. I'm taking out my own water, some male, so there's no problem of mudah hano, because I don't have hano from you, I'm taking my water. So Memele, so it's no kasha on Rav Nachman. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, bedvorim mutarim bedvorim shel oilei bavu she'osu bnei hagoyle lefi shehifkivum lachol Rashi mutarim bedvorim shel oilei bavu she'osu bnei hagoyle that the bnei hagoyle had made lefi shehifkivum lachol Yisrael. Venosnum lahem, beloyle yaisam shutvim boy, not that they are shutvim, she yelam koyach lesser zechelkoy also. They don't have any chalokim, it's hefke. But shall oiso hear, shein dorim bot, mimnei shein shutvim bem, and these things they are shutvim, is there awesome nechelkoy shall ze. So the Gemara said, if we'd be speaking about rechitze, you're right, och maeskina lamalis, hodik toni uboyer shall emsa haderech mutorim, it's not mutter for everything. They were mutter to take out his own water, his chelik. We rely on breire. From rinon, mar mididei kome malei. That the water he takes out, he's taking out his own water. Mayim she'olu bekadoi, the mayim that comes up in his cart, heina mevurorim min ha'shamayim lechelkoi. This is mevuror, that this is his chelik. So we emphasize Rav Nachman, that the Mishnah that says that the mutorim the boyer shalem tzaderech, the boyer take is meshutiv, and the mutter, because Rav Nachman holds, yesh breire, so memele, when each one takes out, he takes out his chelik. Frek the gemore, v'sova Rav Nachman yesh breire, Rav Nachman holds, yesh breire. But now we learned, achim ashutvim, achim which are shutvim. So there's different Eifanim of Shutvim. It says as follows, Kishechayovim b'kalboin, when they'll be chayiv b'kalboin, when they give a matzus a shekel, then it's, if it's such a Shutvim, that is mechayiv a kalboin, Din Rashi exactly what this is, Pturimi ma'ise b'aim, then this Shutvim will part of them for ma'ise b'aim. A Shutvim that is mechayiv b'kalboin is a Shutvim that part of ma'ise b'aim. But if it is a shutvis that is chayv a maisa behema, pturim in a kalb. Now, we're not after the kasha yet, but before we go further, let us see Rashi, to understand what we're speaking about. Ha'achim ha'shutfim. We're speaking about achim which are shutfim. Achim shehein shutfim b'yerushas adiyam. They're shutfim in the Yerusha. Kishach ha'yovim b'kalbayim. So if this shutfis is such a shutfis, that is mechayiv them b'kalbayim p'turim imayse b'heima. Now Rashi starts explaining. Kol Yisrael huskiku loseis machzis ha-shekel l'kol b'nei satzibah. Every Yid has to give machzis ha-shekel for the korbanos satzibah. V'tilu chachomim aleihem lohoisef mor ktanim. That when you give a machzis ha-shekel, should err on a mor. Liyes karboim lefreitreit. That means this is an addition that because we eventually intend to exchange these machzis ha-shekel and make them into larger coins. Not when you exchange coins, it seems that there was a price you had to pay. Nothing is for free. So memele, so everyone that gave a machzis ha-shekel also gave this kalban along with it to make sure that when they'll get bigger coins, so he's paying for the cost of the exchange, which will you have to pay for. So each person who gave a machzis ha-shekel donated a kalban of a mor together with it. It was a thin coin. And they very easily lost. So they're the machlifet for larger coins. So we give the kalben in order to pay for the exchange. That's the exchange cost. So each one of them donates a machzis ha-shekel. He also donates the amount of money which will be needed eventually to exchange it for a larger matbe. What if two people come together and they don't give a machzis a shekel, they give a whole shekel? Look, they give a whole shekel, this is not a small coin. A whole shekel already you don't have to exchange. So l'chayre, they should come, when they come to give their shekel, two people come together, they shouldn't have to give a kalben. They shouldn't have to give a kalben. So Rashi says, no, it's not like that. Avshim itzpal from shnayim los v'shekel sholim, hitilu aleihim shnei kalboinim. My dear friend, you have to give two kalboinim. Shloi livchois mechavereim. That means, famously, you came together and decided to give you're two different people. And theoretically, each person that gives, has to give a matzah shekel posa kalbon, you're two different people. So you also have to give two kalboinim. We don't differentiate. Avol ha'ov shoykel b'shvil shnei bono. But if there's a father that is giving for his two children, so that means the etzem nesine is a nesines yochid. So then shekel sholem avol shoykel b'shvil shnei bono shekel sholem upoto mikalben shein. So now we know the din of kalbein, that the din of kalbein is if two are giving, then you have to give two kalbeinim. If it's pshat is one is giving four two, then you don't give any kalben whatsoever. That these are the guidelines of kalben. Maisa behem. Now let's know the guidelines of maisa behem. Maisa behem and noyig b'chol shone b'vlodois aneilodit. That the vlodis which are neilod each year, you have to make maisa behem. You put them in a deer and they let them out, and the tenth one is Maisabeim. The Eider shall shutvim, so if you have an Eider which belongs to shutvim, Pturim ablodis mi Maisa. Kedisanya bepreiris, kol peter sheger beheimo asheyye lecho. So we learn now from the lecho is a miyut, davke, if it belongs to a yochid. Veloi shall shutvim, but if it belongs to shutvim, it's not like that. Upochinen, so the Gemara says that the miyut is gewaldig about haba b'chayr ksid. But the pasuk isn't speaking about ma'ase behema. The pasuk is speaking about b'chayr. Hagei ma'ayit shutvus and ma'ase behema. Mishanino mimeine inyil b'chayr. The isa b'shutvus. Agavuch b'chayr is isa b'shutvus. The chsiva b'chayr is bekarchem b'tzayinchem. Inyil ma'ase. Period. So we have a miyut that Meisel Beheime is not Noi Beshutus. Yochel, Afilu Konu Betfises Abayis. Now I would think if there's a Miat of Shutvis, what is Tfises Abayis? Now what is Tfises Abayis? First of all, so Rashi says, Kegoyim Achim, Shleihispiku Lachloik Yerushosim, Achen Nilda Lahem Blodis. That means the Yerusha, let's say Achim Yarshin Behemis, and now they did not divide the Yerusha. So before the Yerusha is divided, it's called Tfisas Abayis. That means it's considered it was not as yet given over to each Yerush Bezunder. Tfisas Abayis is considered the Rishus Ha'ov is a dying time. That's the type of Tfisas Abayis. You have the Rishus Ha'ov, it's still the father's Nechosim, and we're all using the father's Nechosim. The after we make chalukah, then each one yarshins his chalik. But before chalukah, so it's considered these are the father's nechosim, and we're all using the father's nechosim. So now, what is if the father left over behemoth and they gave birth, and it was the matzav of tfisas abayis, so now the behemoth and the lodes belong to tfisas abayis. It belongs to this rishus. So then the din is, so we learned, so far we learned that Shutvis, is potter, from Shutvis is potter from Maisa Behemi. Yochel, so now it says, Yochel afilu konu betvises habay. Keep going. Achim shaloi hispiku lach, like Yerushosom, yet Achim, which did not have as yet time to divide up their Yerusha, achenel belem blood, so the blood is belong to tvises habay. Is this called Shutvis or this is not called Shutvis? Talmud Loima Yiyah. So we learn from Yiyah that this is not called Shutvis. This is called Rishus Rechush Ha'ov. This is the possessions of the father before they get divided up between the Yoshim. So this is, so we learn now from Yiyah that Tfisas Abayis is not considered a Rechush Shal Shutvim. It's called a Rechush Shal Yochim. Hilka, therefore. Achim Sheheim, now let's speak about, now, so we know now as follows. Shutvin are potter for Maisa Behime. Tvises Abayis is Chayev for Maisa Behime. Hilka. Achim Sheheim Shutvin. Sheshutfu Som La'acha Chalukim. That means that they divided. There's no Tvises Abayis anymore. They divided between themselves, and now they became mishtatef. They were mishtatef nachamu. Kegoin sheshutfu sam la'acha chaluka. First they divided. Kegoin shechozu v'nishtatfu, and then they became shutzim again. Chayovim bekalboin. Kishar shnayim hamischabrim l'shekel sholem. So now these achim came together. There are two different rechushim. I mean, they divided the yerusha already. Now they came together, so they shutvim, and they want to pay up with one shekel. So memelo dechayiv bekalbon. You're two different people, so just like so, each person mazunda has to give a kalbon. Upturim imaisa beim. Now these two will be potter for maisa beim if the blood will be noiled now for them. The shutvim ba'almaninu, because now they are shutvim and shutvim are potter for maisa beim. We learn out lecho. Debat lo lo tvises abayis. That means even though before chalukah there was a chiyav ma'isa behemah, because then the money was considered rechusha of, there wasn't shutvis, but now that they divided and they're reuniting, that is now shutvis, and shutvis is potter from ma'isa behemah. But uchshechayovim b'ma'isa behemah. But in a case that they're chayav b'ma'isa behemah, kigoyim. That means the shutvis is before chalukah. The shutvim in the rechush ha'ot. The kaim or tvises abayis. So the tvises abayis is kaim. There's no chalukah. So it's considered this is rechush ha'ot. This is the wealth of the father. The kaim or tvises abayis is pturin min hakalbut. So then it's considered that the money is coming from the father. You're paying from the rechusha of. So it's considered that the money is coming from the father for his children. So that's called, like, the money is coming from one person. So it's potem in a kalb. Ke'ilu hoya aviyem kayim. Shema moinam echot. Upaitron yachot. And then there'll be potem. So in a case when there'll be chayiv and maise behemah, that means that the behemahs were noiled when there was still tvisas habayis, then there'll be potter from a kalban. In a case when they're chayiv in a kalban, that means that they made a chaluk already, then the mishtatav, so then they have a din shutvim, so they're chayiv be kalban, and then they are potter from maise behemah.